You're listening to the Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty.
Hey guys, it's me Arnob, and you're listening to the podcast of Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty. This is WWE SummerSlam pay-per-view, and this pay-per-view venue is Detroit, Michigan. And if I'm talking more this SummerSlam, I love this pay-per-view because there's some matches that I like to win this. First of all, the matches Logan Paul versus Ricochet. This was a powerful match as ever. But Ricochet, if I'm talking about that, Ricochet and Logan Paul, it was outstanding and huge. This outstanding and huge is like very impressive, and even their fight. And this blockbuster was really fantastic. And even Ricochet was trying to defeat Logan Paul. But if WWE should make Ricochet and Logan Paul into a tag team partner, I think it would be best for business. Because these both are flexible. And even Logan Paul, from social media influencer to WWE wrestler, is unbelievable. And he is the coolest player ever. Is a WWE wrestler also. Everyone can be a WWE wrestler. You just need to be popular at all cost. Remember that. No need to go to WWE NXT, become a YouTuber or a podcaster, and jump into back and go to some gym, drink protein powder, doing some abs workout, doing some strength cardio muscles. Build muscles little and be a professional wrestler. Do some athleticism and you are a professional wrestler, just like Logan Paul did. Yes, it's my policy. Okay, the next match is Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. Oh my god, this match was my favorite matches ever. Cody Rhodes, after a return to injury, and even Brock Lesnar came to defeat Cody Rhodes, but Cody Rhodes, he is an Iron Man, and he is proving so many times. But you need to understand, fans, that if people are seriously injured and he has a guts to play match as an injured arm, and Brock Lesnar tries to dislocate again and again and again Cody Rhodes arm, then it would be a suffocating things ever. But I think, in my opinion, Cody Rhodes should take time to relieve his hands, and after that it would get some hit and it would get some problem, it would get some cure to the problems. And after that, I saw that Cody Rhodes was standing in top, and even Brock Lesnar was shocked at how, after I beating F5, after beating everything, how Cody Rhodes step into the foot, step back, and Cody Rhodes, and surprisingly Cody Rhodes doing a Kimura look into Brock Lesnar. This was really, really interesting at all. And after that, Cody Rhodes using this, and it was no DQ match at all. And even Cody Rhodes using this, Cody Rhodes using chair shots, and even outside that, it using his steel steps to Brock Lesnar. And after the Cody Rhodes hit hard to Brock Lesnar with a finishing move. And after that, 3 times. And after that, 3-1, Cody Rhodes won. This was really shocking for WWE fans again, that Cody Rhodes defeats Brock Lesnar 2 times. Because he is an American nightmare. That's why. He is the man. And he can defeat everything. And I think he is ready to defeat Roman Reigns. Remember that all. The next match is LA Knight versus Sheamus. LA Knight is trying to become a star, and I think WWE will push LA Knight so hard to become a star. And his microphone skills, first of all, LA Knight, the microphone skills was really very, very impressive. You can't regret it about you. I can't believe that his mic skills was look like the Stone Cold experiences, the Rock experiences, and I could just say Triple H experiences. But in my mind, LA Knight is a deserving player. But I would like to say that LA Knight should wear a new attire, because I think for his dominancy, this attire would be the greatest ever. But I think it's time to be a danger man. LA Knight should supposed to be a wrestler, and he's trying to be deserving, and I think it will be accomplished, you know. So LA Knight finally defeated Sheamus. It's a 25-man Slim Jim SummerSlam Battle Royale, and the last match is LA Knight eliminated Sheamus. Sheamus was quite shocked. I think he would definitely win. The next is Shayna Baszler versus Ronda Rousey. It's an MMA rules match. What the hell? MMA. This is not a wrestling. It's an MMA fight. Wow. This was really shocking. Oh my god, WWE is allowing MMA fights also. I think this was the best for business. I believe. I would want to say that Ronda and Shayna Baszler was a true MMA wrestler. And Shayna Baszler was know about the MMA skill. And Shayna Baszler, if I talk about that, she was also a dangerous wrestler. But I think Shayna and Ronda were WWE Tag Team Champions. Was a deserving tag team champions. I really about that, because both are strong and both are confident. So, but I never expected that Ronda Rousey should have lost by Shayna Baszler. And after that, I don't know. I think people thought that Ronda Rousey leaves WWE. She is never coming back. She thinks about that match. Ronda Rousey thinks WWE fake, but I think, in my opinion, WWE is not fake at all. It's real. This match is real. And if MMA fight rules, in my opinion, the blood is real. The guts is real. The preachers is real. That everything is real. Some finishing move is not real, because if they're using the finishing moves, it would be something injured. Again, the bones will be broken, the muscles will be torn, the dislocation, suffocation, everything, it would be massive. Because so many injured wrestlers, people are thinking about that WWE is fake. It doesn't make any sense. That's the main important thing, it's all. In my opinion, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense. So, just forward, just leave, just ignore this and move forward. Gunther versus Drew McIntyre. It's a singles match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. I was thinking about that Drew McIntyre should defeat Gunther again. But sadly, Drew McIntyre got a low blow into the ropes. And Gunther take advantages, and after that, Gunther finally defeats the match. Gunther was longest reigning WWE Intercontinental Champion, and even he is a future star. And even I believe that WWE has make Gunther from fattest to a slimmest. And even this slimmest Gunther was so strong, so slim, and so dominating the Imperium. And even I loved it, Gunther. From Walter to Gunther. Really impressive. And the next match was Seth freaking Rollins versus Finn Balor. Finn Balor is trying to defeat Seth Rollins and all. But the main thing is, really, I can't really didn't understand that the Judgment Day, Team Judgment Day, okay. There is something, a big competition about it. Damien Priest has his money in the bank cash in. And Finn Balor also wants to defeat Seth Rollins to take his title. And I would say that Finn Balor was continuously trying to defeat Seth Rollins because he never forgets the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. After his injury, he relinquished this title due to injury, but he never lost the title. He still want to prove that. And I would like to say that Damien Priest also a Money in the Bank winner. He wants to win this title. But I think it would be a successful. But really confused about Damien Priest. But I think WWE should give a chance to Damien Priest for this championship. Because I think this would be the biggest opportunity ever. In my opinion. This would be the opportunity ever. And the main thing it was that, suppose WWE was trying to push Finn Balor hard to win this title, then I would say that I think it would be a greatest achievement ever. So in my mind, everything is good. And after that, Seth hit a curb stomp to Finn Balor into the Money in the Bank briefcase. And after that, Seth Rollins retains his title. And the next is Bianca Belair versus Asuka and Charlotte Flair. It's a triple threat match for the WWE Women's Championship match. And after that, I would say that Bianca Belair was finally a new champion, but her champion dream was over again because Io Sky came and cashed in, and after that Io Sky taken advantage of the Money in the Bank contract, and after that, Io Sky using shots, and finally Io Sky 3-1. Io Sky is the new WWE Women's Champion. You just say it's a WWE Women's Champion. So this was the main thing it was at. And the last match was Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso. It's a WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. Jey Uso thinks that Roman Reigns should defeat, because Jey Uso finally defeated Roman Reigns in the Money in the Bank, and after that Jey thinks that he would be the next bloodline. But after that, I don't think so that Jey Uso should win it. And I was 100% confirmed that one thing, Jey Uso is not winning the title, because I think someone should interfere this match. And it was really quite shocking. His twin brother Jimmy Uso interfered this match. And he did a super kick into his face, into Jay's face, and Jey was broken, heartbroken, that his twin brother Jimmy also hit this. And after that, he clarifies that Jimmy also doesn't want Jey also to see as a character the tribal chief, because Jimmy also clarifies that the tribal chief word is a demon, a devil. I think in my perspective, Jimmy also's perspective was right, but I think he shouldn't supposed to hit a super kick into Jay's, because you're broken into heart. But I think in my opinion, Jimmy should support Jay, because this domination is absolutely demolished at all. But in my opinion, I would like to say that this was really a disappointing hour. So I would like to say about that, after Jey Uso kick, Jimmy Uso, and he left into the arena. He quit WWE. He quit the tribal chief. He quit the bloodline. He quit WWE. He says that, and even WWE has updated that Jey Uso isn't transferred into the alumni section. But what do you think about that? Is Jay really left WWE, and what the decision about it? It was not yet confirmed about it, but I got something in updated news that Jay also teamed up with former MLW heavyweight champion Jacob Fatu. Yes, I'm talking about that. Jacob Fatu is a part of the bloodline, and I think how many cousins are here, and even how many brothers are here in Jimmy and Jey Uso's, but I think the Fatu families are so big that it should represent again, that it would be a great respect at all. But I would say about that, this was a very provincial at all. And I think, in my opinion, Triple H will try to betray Roman Reigns, and after that, 3-1, Roman Reigns lost the title. And I think Cody Rhodes never forgot that Roman Reigns wants to still, and even Roman is trying to break Bruno Sammartino's record and Hulk Hogan's record, but I don't think it would be possible at all, because Roman Reigns' career is ending. I think WWE's journey is ending on I think it would be WrestleMania. This next WrestleMania is coming, WrestleMania 40, or I think it's the latest WrestleMania is Hollywood. So yeah, absolutely right, WWE WrestleMania 40. So in my opinion, I think WWE WrestleMania 40, it would be the Roman Reigns ending. And if Roman Reigns continue to be this, then I would say that, in my opinion, I would say that Roman Reigns, every fans would disappoint, would never want to see this match, because I don't think so Roman Reigns would survive. And even this is too much, in my opinion. This is absolutely too much, because people were getting bored. People want to see a new champ is here. So I think, how many times you want to see 1 year, 2 year, 3 year? This is too much at all. In my opinion, this is absolutely too much. It's extremely too much, and that's why I don't want to watch WWE. Even in my opinion, the stories, everything flushed out. So many matches, Roman Reigns won, lost, and even the rivalry between the Bloodline members. This is ridiculous, man. This is really, really ridiculous. It can't be unimaginable. So it's unimaginable. It can't be imaginable. What do you say about that? This is really, really betraying. So okay, I will give 4.5 out of 5 stars, because the last match, it was something disappointing. And it's quite surprising, but even I don't like this. WWE should not use Jimmy Uso to hit Jey Uso to Brock Hart. So this is not a part of business. You mess. This is really bad at all. I will never accept this. The younger brother, the older brother is kicking. And even Jimmy Uso is forgotten that Roman Reigns and Solo hit hard, and Jimmy was felled, and Jay is taking Jimmy's sacrifices, Roman and Solo to hit hard, and I think Jay hit super kick to Jimmy, so it's the right decision, because Jay was also unbelievable. So in my opinion, everything is barrel. Okay, so please follow me on podcast, on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcast, and many more. Bye. See you. Wrestling Radio by Anup Chakravarty, sponsored by Spotify Podcasters. Bye. Love you all. See you on the next podcast.